The voice of my beloved. In Matthew 13, verse 9, we read, Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. And in Luke 9:35, This is my beloved Son. Hear him. And in Song of Solomon 2, verse 10, My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. If I have not learned to recognize his voice in the cries of the unlovely, I have not learned to know his heart. If I cannot identify his voice in the dull and daily routine of life, with equal enthusiasm as when he calls me to the mountain top, I cannot realize that he wants to lift his loved one over the drudgery and monotony of daily living. How quickly we try to stumble over and endure the mean routine, to hurry through the mundane to get that spiritual time alone that, oh, it's indeed important. And yet, he has been calling to us through the doorbell and the telephone call, the email and the supermarket line, and the traffic jam, and the crying child. The voice of your beloved calls out through the shrill scream of a child, or a friend who can only tell you her troubles. He whispers to you in that dull meeting, or in the queue to reach the checkout desk. Rise up, he calls. Rise up, calls the voice of our beloved, and come away. Come away to what? Come away to the bright peaks of heavenly bliss. Come away to the rolling hills and perfumed garden. Come away to the cooling stream that courses its way to the ocean. Oh no. The voice of my beloved spoke to me and said, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away from self-pity and mental moanings. He did not promise to change our lives, nor to remove the mundane chores. He did not commit to remove the irritating people, nor to smooth away the difficult circumstances. He promised to change us. He promised to change you. He promised to change me, so that he would shine through my every word and every deed. He promises to conform us into his likeness and his beauty, so that Christ be formed in me and Christ be formed in you.